This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Travel in and out of Houston's airports could remain challenging for the near future. The transportation secretary is telling Americans that we're close to the worst part of the shutdown for air travel unless a deal is reached. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is with me live this morning now with the latest. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is already saying more flight cancellations will be needed if the shutdown doesn't end soon. Now that he's getting air traffic back to normal, is going to take time as well. Speaking at Chicago O'Hare International, Duffy warned, quote, air travel is going to radically slow down. I think we might have to find airline. We will find airlines that will make decisions. Do they keep flying? If this doesn't open, you might have airlines saying, we're going to ground our planes, we're not going to fly anymore. That's how serious this is, unquote. Locally, Bush Airport is seeing the brunt with 53 cancellations yesterday. Hobby saw 21 flights axed.
All right, Tom. Just over 100 people gathered in a small auditorium on the University of Houston campus last night to hear Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Attorney General Ken Paxton speak. The two Republican leaders spoke as part of an event put on by the Turning Point USA chapter, a national conservative student organization founded by right-wing activist and podcaster Charlie Kirk, who was killed earlier this year in Utah. Paxton says Kirk's death will be a turning point.
So I hope you'll take hold of that message, because if you do, if we do, Charlie's life work and his death will accomplish more than he could have ever anticipated.
Paxton is currently running against Texas Senator John Cornyn in the 2026 Republican primary. He's filed a lawsuit against Harris County a month after county commissioners voted to renew funding for an immigrant legal defense program. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno reports.
Paxton's lawsuit targets county staffers and the county's five elected commissioners, including Tom Ramsey, who cast the lone dissenting vote on the funding allocation in October. He raised questions to staff members about the legality of the county's Immigrant Legal Services Fund during that meeting.
We can legally do this. This is several different nonprofits are involved in these services.
The program provides funding for legal representation to immigrants in the Houston area who are in detention or facing the threat of deportation. Paxton's lawsuit claims that the decision to fund deportation defense services was motivated by policy opposition to federal immigration raids. Christian Menefee, the acting county attorney, called the lawsuit a cheap political stunt. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
And authorities in Humble are looking for a person suspected of opening fire in a wooded area near a Little League baseball field. The incident happened over the weekend, but ABC 13 reports that the person is still on the run. This happened behind the PYG Connect Church. Parents and kids ended up taking cover during the incident. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.